time. P-A-R-T. Why? Because I gotta.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I'm trying to say what I'm trying to say. Well, it's in my brain. It just won't come out.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Jeff Lutz.
Tense is okay. I don't mind it. But Duda doesn't take anything seriously, so, and that's great.
I don't know what that is, man. Hey, cuckoo, baby, don't tell me.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on, that's all.
I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you, as well as Jason Duda making up the three-man booth on a Friday. Jason has a game. He not only brought a bag of cheesies, whatever it is.
Whoa, that was close to being a problem. Big problem in a lot of ways.
But he brought a game with him today, and Jeff and I are going to play it. And
is that
the game that was played yesterday won by Jason Duda.
We decided we tied.
No, so you decided.
What's the game today?
We're going to play the password again, but it could be anything.
What? Quit. Okay.
Quit what?
I think this game
Did I complain?
I think this game has jumped the shark.
I like it.
Did I complain?
No. You're up 1-0.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's the Max playing the time to play the game theme. We got to get through. There we go. We're ready.
Okay, this could be anything.
Great.
Could be anything. Person, place, thing.
All right. I'll do it first.
You want to go first?
Yep.
Do you want the first clue or the second?
Second.
Icon.
Madonna.
Singer.
Well, Paul McCartney.
Woman.
Celine Dion.
Hello.
Hello.
Time.
Barbara Streisand.
Adele.
Very good. Jeff wins.
I forgot she did that.
Jeff wins. 1-1.
No.
No, it's 1-0. It's 1-0.
Whatever.
Okay.
Stand by your conviction.
You want the first or second clue?
Yeah, I want the first clue.
It's a group.
A musical group?
I can't tell you that.
Okay.
This one's going to be tough.
Is that his first clue?
Group.
Okay, go.
That's the word?
The word is group.
Beatles.
80s.
Poison.
Arm.
Oh, I almost said that.
Guns N' Roses.
One.
Def Leppard.
Very good.
Oh.
The DL.
1-1.
1-1. Bob, first clue or second clue?
Second.
Cold.
Cold.
Beer.
Snow.
Snow. Mountain.
Hockey.
Sudbury.
That's a good one, but no. Country.
Canada.
Very good.
God. You're the worst. What's the score?
2-1.
What do you mean he's the worst?
What? You're the worst. He's the worst. Max is the worst.
Why are you so grumpy?
I'm just grumpy.
What's the problem?
Stop doing it.
A lot of grumpiness.
Well, this should cheer you up, this one.
What's the score? 2-1?
2-1. So you pick first.
Second.
Friend.
Friend. Friend. Mike Furches.
Cute.
Misty.
Very good.
What do you mean, friend? I don't consider this to be a friend.
Man's best friend.
Missy's family.
Oh, what is? To me, she's a friend.
I thought it was to me.
Well, it's just the clues. It could be anything.
Ugh.
See if you can get this one. 2-2.
All right, I'll go. You get to pick.
You get to pick if you go first or second.
Second.
Jeff. Water.
Mississippi River.
Eat.
Fish.
Very good. 3-2.
Terrible clues. I'll go second.
Bratwurst.
Bratwurst. Grill.
Beer.
Cookout.
October.
Oktoberfest. Celebration.
Bundesliga.
Halloween.
Europe. You better get this one, because if you miss us after.
German Fest. German something.
That's your answer, German something?
Yeah.
No. Berlin.
I thought it was Oktoberfest.
No, it's not.
Then I don't know.
Country.
Germany.
Yes! You guys are all over it.
Oh, my God.
4-2, baby. I'm really doing well lately. Next.
I won the draft, by the way. You didn't mention that.
Who else? You
won the draft? What was the draft on?
Dog names. Can you believe that? He didn't even win his own category.
Go.
I'll go first.
Food.
Steak.
Are you kidding?
That's it?
Oh, you've got to be kidding. What? Yeah, these written down.
Look, what does that say at the bottom?
Steak, right there.
What are the other clues?
Animal, prime, dinner, knife.
Oh, boy. 4-3.
But is the only guy to get it after one.
Do I get two?
That could be extra at the end of the game. We'll have to wait and see.
No, you can't create new rules.
Well, I'm,
it's not.
It's my game.
No.
And we might have to see what happens. No.
Does he lose points for insubordination?
He lost his original point before we started.
Thank you. You're next.
So who's going? Who wants to go first?
Jeff goes
it's
first.
It's 4-3, so do you want to pick?
No, I get to pick. You're picking, goes first.
Okay, Louisville.
Kentucky.
Wood.
Baseball bat.
Very good.
God dang it.
5-3. 5-3, baby.
What if I said slugger?
It wouldn't have counted. All right.
He gets to pick.
Who you taking?
First.
You want first? Frozen.
Hockey.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
No. 4 ounces.
That's two words.
Well, it's not in my, it's my game.
Frozen, 4 ounces. Ice cube.
Rubber.
Puck.
Very good.
Hockey puck.
5-4.
I'll go second.
You go second. Singer.
George Strait.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, that's the only singer he knows.
He knew Adele.
Def Leppard. We've had many on. How did you get that? Like, because seriously.
That's all you know.
No, that's not. It's his third musical act that he's put out there.
So I'm running low.
I guess
that's right.
Probably that hard. To some degree, that's probably true.
Right.
Well, if you'd have went first, you could have got it.
5-5.
And I've got two after one, so we'll factor that in later, perhaps.
Possibly. We'll see. All right. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
You're going first? Canada. Good luck.
Maple syrup.
Are you out of your mind?
Are you serious?
Did you look at my phone?
No.
What's to say?
I don't care.
Right there. Look at
maple syrup. That's what it says.
What were the clues?
Canada sweet jar leaf pancakes.
You guys.
Why would I cheat?
You guys
to help
talk before
either
this.
One of you guys.
You guys talk before.
No.
I mean, this is
ridiculous.
This is a setup.
I'm winning by one.
Win the game and it's 6-5.
Yeah, it is. It's a close setup. You don't want it to look blatant, sure. Although it's looking blatant
it's
now.
It's starting to, isn't it?
It kind of is, but it's not.
No.
It's not a setup.
Go.
I swear to you.
I'll go second.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
The way it's going?
Yes.
He could get this too. Vegetable.
Come tomatoes.
On. Fried.
Fried vegetable.
Well, the two clues, one's vegetable, one's fried.
Okra.
Boiled.
Man, I was going to say potatoes at the beginning, too.
You got it. That's it.
I didn't know if you thought of potatoes as a vegetable or not.
7-6.
7-5.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Scary.
The Shining.
Hurry up.
Night.
Scary Night. Scary Night. Halloween.
Quiet.
Ghost.
Correct.
I quit. This is this
what a
is,
loser.
Yeah,
that's what an absolute loser.
It's not a setup.
Setup?
Why
I got
would a, I set? Why would? What do I gain from
this? Is
helping
a setup.
Either one of you clowns at any time?
And I quit
at any
and,
time.
And there you go. That I don't take pride in that. But I
you
quit.
You shouldn't.
I don't. I'm not playing any longer. I don't need it. I don't need a game, a password.
So who won?
Now he's mad. It's not over.
So who won?
It's not over.
But he quit.
It's only 8-5. I got like 8 more.
One more.
One
Unless
more?
Unless I win, I'm done.
All right.
Next.
Do you want to go first or second?
Yes.
Which one?
First.
Basket.
Case.
What an absolute... Just
him whining over there. This is great. If I'd have known, I may have set it up. If I knew,
that would have been awesome.
This comical. This is fantastic. Look, you are just bitter. He's just. If he'd have been doing it, are you kidding me?
I can't even imagine.
We wouldn't even go to another one. Condiments.
Basket condiments. I don't know.
Cereal.
Gift.
Bakery.
Fruit basket? I don't know.
Deli.
Sandwiches.
Vegetables.
This is all over the place.
It says...
Not when you know the answer.
Club sandwich.
You're out of clues, aren't you?
I am. I thought you'd get it by now. Store.
Just give the answer.
Grocery store.
Oh.
Wait.
That was a grocery store.
It was?
Condiments, vegetables, cereal. I didn't say gift.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. He said gift.
Basket.
Condiments, vegetables.
Basket.
What do you put in the basket?
You know what it's called? It's called a shopping cart.
Can't use that word. That's two words.
Okay, it's called a cart.
It's called
I've
a basket.
I've never got into Dillon's and
grabbed a hand basket?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah, I've got the basket.
I get the basket every time I go.
Where do you keep the baskets?
They're right beside
you
the cart.
You sound like a moron.
Right beside the cart.
Yeah, if you do ask where the baskets are, you do sound like a moron because they're
ma'am,
right,
where's
by the
right by the
entrance.
Where's
carts?
The baskets? I need cereal,
they're
fruit.
Exactly right
I need condiments.
Them.
I need a meat. Where's the basket?
Fantastic.
Well, you're going to get all that at the grocery store, so you went to the
right
place.
And you know what I'd say if I worked at Dillon's?
What?
Hey, moron, when you're getting all that, get a cart.
There you go.
Can I have that point since he's so grouchy?
No, you don't get the point, but you get to pick first or second.
First.
Current.
Joe Biden.
Light.
Current light?
Yes. Well, they're two different words, current, light.
Current light.
Yes.
Electricity.
Yes. Very good,
oh,
whiny
God.
Pants. Good job. 8-6. Look at now.
Eight,
look at him.
6?
Let's go.
It was 8-5. And then
I
we
don't
had
think
a,
so.
It was. All right. Who's up?
I am.
Baseball.
Cardinals.
Hockey.
Sports.
Very good. 9-5.
Let's dumb this down.
Well,
that
was
baseball.
Tough.
Hockey.
That was
basketball.
Tough.
You should have picked second. It's totally up
football.
To you.
Football. Curling. Just dumb
that one
it
was
down.
Tough. That could have been anything.
Dumb it down.
I'll go first. I know he's not going to get it in two.
Silver.
Olympics.
Food.
Silver food.
Yeah.
Silver food. Really? Fork.
Very good.
Wow.
See, you can do it too. Think a little bit and quit whining over there. Good grief.
I got time for two more. What is it? 9-7?
Okay. Who you get to pick? You want first?
Second.
Taste. Should have went first.
Mouth.
Food.
Taste food. Bud.
Seasoning.
Barbecue.
Pepper.
Salt.
Very good.
9-8. One more.
Oh.
It's not 9-8. I feel like we can't end in a tie, so.
Okay. You get to pick. You want first or second?
Second.
Space.
Stars.
Hot.
Sun.
Oh, God.
You
really?
Win.
Your winner.
That's your second clue.
Still! And here's how you said it, like it's really
Game
some mystery.
Champion.
Here's what just happened. And turn
Jeffrey
his mic off. Shut up, Jeff.
Lute.
No. This dog is driving me nuts. No.
Come here, miss.
Yeah, it's been a rough day
so
for
here's
you.
Here's what that was. Space.
Yeah.
No clue.
Should have went second.
Hot. Like that was some mystery clue. What were your other clues? Fire?
No. You didn't have fire. Gases?
Why wasn't that? What possible?
Space gases. I would have got sun right
UV.
There.
UV.
What were the other?
Rays.
Sun. You're an idiot.
Space hot,
you,
baby.
Man, you take losing so well.
Space.
It's great.
Hot. Oh, what could it be?
Ball. Paddle.
Unbelievable.
Who won?
Ball.
We'll take a break. We've got a guest coming up. Nate Dreiling, the head football coach at Utah State from Hutchinson, Kansas. We'll talk about his coaching journey that brought him to Logan, Utah to lead the Aggies. Back in a minute.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, we are attempting to get with Nate Dreiling, talk about being the interim head football coach at Utah State, native of Hutchinson, where he played for his father, Randy, went on to play collegiately at Pittsburgh State, had a little brief stint in the NFL, and has been coaching in the college ranks since his time as a graduate assistant at KU. About a decade ago, a little less than a decade ago. We'll talk with him hopefully coming up. We're right around the corner to college football, the NFL. Baseball's All-Star Game is next week. We're in a kind of a slow period right now, but it's about to pick up. I'm ready for it to pick up.
You ready? Well, it's like less than 2 months till the start of the NFL season. Obviously, the college football season gets going even before that, and then we'll be in pennant races, and then the NBA and NHL will think about getting going. So, yeah, we got the Olympics coming up, which will put something else on our radar. It's all good.
The Olympics start in what, like a week?
Couple weeks. I believe the opening ceremonies are 2 weeks from today. So we got that to look forward to.
That's the same day we'll be out at, where are we going?
The pump out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be out there.
Who you guys going out there with?
You're going.
What day?
26th. We talked about this yesterday.
The 26th.
The 26th.
Don't. You know what? If I get irritated by one thing, and I'm not sure I do, I'm not sure really anything irritates
me. No, nothing.
But if I do get irritated by something, it's people trying to act, well, let me check my calendar and I'll do my best to see what. No.
We already talked about this.
I'm putting it in the calendar. I didn't know for sure. I didn't know if it was going to be that day for sure. We just kind of spitballed it. It wasn't like set in stone.
Well, it's set in stone now. 4:30 right. After the show, David Michael Hahn will be there. I'll be there. So you know you'll have
a good
time.
Now, wait a minute.
Now I'm putting... See, it's in the calendar now, so I'm good.
Listen, I love David Michael
Hahn. You told me yesterday he's invited.
Is David Michael Hahn a member of this fraternity?
Absolutely, 100% he is.
Duda?
That's up to you guys. This is your show.
You might have to float Anthony Capra a text about our pump house gathering. I don't think he'd show up, but you never know.
Well, the big fella's going to be there, I hope.
Yeah.
I haven't reached out to him.
Well, he's listening.
Mike Furches, we very much want to have there. And we'll have a nice evening. Not an evening. We'll have a nice dinner, and I'll probably sneak away at 5:15.
As we all will.
Absolutely.
We'll be done.
Packing it in.
Well.
That's just the way she rolls.
I was really looking forward to talking to Nate Dreiling.
Maybe he'll still answer the phone.
You never know. There's still a chance.
There's always a chance.
Always a chance.
I was looking forward to it also.
I don't know. I do the best I can, and suddenly I'm feeling really tired.
Guy's busy. Just became a head coach.
No, I get it. I'm not upset with Nate.
I am a little.
I was looking forward to talking. I had a great first question.
What was it?
I'll tell you later. I don't want to give it up. You'll take it.
Oh, well, I already have my first question.
What's yours?
Don't worry about it.
Is that the question?
Maybe. Don't worry about it,
whatever happens, don't worry about it.
You going to be
not
okay,
a bad
Nate?
Question.
Yeah, it's all good.
I mean, you like it when a local guy makes good, and you want to visit with him about it.
You absolutely do. I hope we get that chance.
We'll see.
We might. It's not over yet.
No, it's not over yet.
It's getting close, but, I mean, it's not over yet.
Man, I'm getting nervous about these games tonight.
What games? Oh, your game.
Yeah, our game.
Why are you so nervous about it? How many times have you done this?
I want these kids to do. This is the first time. I want these kids to do well.
You've gone to tournaments before.
It's just another ball game. You go into it like another ball game.
It's just another ball game.
Well, then there you go.
I'm very eager to see how they do under the bright lights of Southwest Boys Club.
Yeah, the brightest you can find around here.
With the world watching, let's be honest.
It's almost like the opening ceremonies.
The opening ceremonies?
Of the Olympics. Just everybody's going to be watching.
It'll be fun. Got Gabe leading off. You want to hear the lineup?
Sure, let's go through it.
Since our guest isn't coming through.
Tell us a little bit about some of these kids.
All right, Gabe, some of them I coached this year, some of them I didn't. Gabe, leading off playing center field, really good athlete, learning to play baseball, Air Force kid, so he moved in from Guam, and he's got good upside. Trayson, batting second, played in League 42 for 10 years. Started coming to games when he was 4 years old, three or 4 years old, to follow his brother, and grew up in League 42. Gabe Gilbert, I shouldn't give the full name, going to play first base, first year in League 42. Great kid. Terrence going to hit cleanup for us. Late addition to our team off the waiting list, and can really hit. Isaiah. Going to catch tonight.
Is he a rock back there?
Good hitter.
Is he going to get your pitcher through the tough
Isaac,
times?
Third base. Eli, going to play left field tonight. Royal is our shortstop in game one. Kingston playing right field, and Atticus on the mound for the League 42 club tonight out at where are we playing?
Southwest Boys Club.
Good stuff.
Perfect.
What do you got on the agenda tonight?
What's Friday?
It's Friday night, man.
Going home making dinner.
Well, good for you.
What are you making?
I'm making steaks with corn on the cob, with mushrooms and onions on the side, with potatoes.
Well, there you go.
A lot of starch.
We went out to went out and grabbed some stuff from Goddard. The Goddard Farms, they have one.
Goddard?
Well, is it
Goddard?
Goddard? Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
I thought you were trying to say Goddard.
No.
Yeah, I thought you went to Goddard.
No, the Goddard.
G-O-E-D-E-R-T.
Yes.
So I think it's Goddard.
So we picked up a bunch of stuff from there. It's fantastic. They got some great stuff.
Where are they located?
Well, they just got a little, they put up a little stand, and it's over off of 21st and 29th.
Which one? It can't be off 21st and 29th.
what is that? 119th.
There you go.
There it is.
Thank goodness I corrected you there.
Thank goodness you're here.
Isn't that Eberly Farms?
No, that's not all the way over there. They just put it in the little bank over. They're just in a, and they bring their food in.
Okay.
Eberly Farms peaches, is out farther.
And their peaches, are awesome. But their corn on the cob is probably some of my favorite. It's that good.
Well, all you do is dip, you know, put it in some boiling water.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah. Now you act like you're slaving over food tonight.
Acting like you asked me what I was making.
I
got to make some steaks, going to cut up some onions and mushrooms, just going to do some potatoes, and then going to do some corn.
It's very simple. What kind of potatoes?
I haven't decided yet.
You should let me come over and make my famous roasted potatoes.
How many times?
Dill potatoes.
How many times will Jeff beg to come to your house?
I'm not asking to come over to eat.
I said beg to come to your house. I didn't say eat. How many times will Jeff have to beg?
Was I begging? All right.
Come to your house before you relent and just say, God.
See,
let's let him in.
Whenever
he's been over before.
Whenever you're being a jerk, you talk over everybody. I was trying to clarify that I was going to make my potatoes for him. But I won't now since I've been made to feel stupid about it. We'll move forward.
Do you want him over to make potatoes? I guess I'll ask you.
No, I can make my own potatoes, but thanks.
I mean, thank you.
Mine are better, but that's fine.
Well, I'm sure they're fantastic. Roasted potatoes.
What if?
Yeah, with some great seasoning on him.
What if he brought another dish? Would you potentially let him in to have dinner with you?
Possibly.
I don't have a lot of patience, and I apologize.
Patience for what?
Patience.
Just anybody, anything. No patience.
What does that mean? You want in for dinner or what?
No, with you, I'm a little short fused. I never know what to make of you over there.
Well, we're discussing.
I feel like I need to apologize, but also you guys need to apologize.
I'm not the kind of guy who would say to Jason, "If I brought some potatoes over,
let me in." I might just hand you the potatoes. They're that good. Maybe we call it a little return for the cheesies or, you know,
sure.
Payback,
I eat potatoes all day.
Would you be okay if he just came to the door and said, here's some potatoes that I made, handed you a casserole dish, and as far as you know left, although I have a feeling you'd probably shut the door before he actually...
Well,
walked away.
And we have a Ring doorbell, so I'd know if he was still there. So
that's true.
If he brought it over, I would invite him in.
But if you're having dinner 15 minutes later with the potatoes that he brought, and you happen to look out the Ring doorbell and he's out in his car,
yeah,
wouldn't that concern you a little?
You should be concerned.
Probably.
Is this show over yet?
And I would ask him.
No offense to anybody, but it's not one of our better efforts.
I think I'm having a really good show.
You do?
Yeah.
That can't be
true.
You
remember the first hour, or you forgot that already?
I don't remember.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you're okay.
Yeah. Misty was down here. It
makes
a little
more
tense.
Sense that way.
Misty, who's normally a huge asset to the show.
Yes.
Didn't perform well today.
No, she struggled.
I don't know what she ate, and she couldn't.
She ate cheesies.
Well, no, there was something else.
There was something else. Oh,
maybe
that
she day. Was. Maybe she had it like, you know how you get them kind of stuck on the edges of your teeth.
No.
Yeah, you do. And maybe that happened, and she was trying to get it out.
No,
because I don't think there was anything in her mouth.
Well, maybe that was it.
I never saw her swallow anything.
That's actually a pretty good point. I could see that.
I don't think so.
She was going at it for a little while.
I've seen her when she's trying to eat something she shouldn't be eating, and that's exactly what that looked like.
There was nothing in her mouth, and she never swallowed anything.
So, can't really tell when there's something in her mouth.
I reached.
I wish she
know.
Just,
I got in there.
I wish she'd have just.
That was an effort.
She bit me, but she didn't bite me hard. It was a warning bite.
Yeah, I don't think she'd ever bite anybody hard.
She's saying.
She's too good of a dog.
She's a great dog.
It looks like we'll have to get Nate Dreiling another time. Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, we'll see.
I guess we'll find out.
He got his chance.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
That a boy.
Nate Dreiling joins us, interim football coach, Utah State University. Nate, welcome. How are you today?
Man, thank you for having me on. Awesome. It's been a whirlwind this last week, but good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, I can't imagine becoming an interim coach at this late date and trying to figure everything out. But I want to ask you first, before we get into all that, you played for your dad, Randy, at Hutchinson High School. I regard him as one of the great high school coaches in the history of our state, but also one of the I don't even have the adjectives to describe your father. He's quite a guy. What was it like playing for him?
It was such a great experience. You know, my brother is a year older than me, so he was a quarterback and I was on defense. So my brother got a lot more of the butt rippings, as you could imagine, being quarterback under the under the head coach, who's also the offensive coordinator. And but it was fun. It was such a fabulous time. I spent so many times on the sideline through grade school and all that, watching him and having to come first full circle and play for him. It was an unbelievable experience.
I know you've talked about kind of getting the news that you would become the interim coach at Utah State, and I know it's kind of bittersweet. So can you talk about that first and just what the last week has been like for you?
Yeah, so me and my wife were in Dublin, Ireland, at a pub about to order some dinner when I get a random phone call from the athletic director. So that's how I found out, and it's been – we got the first plane back to the States to get boots on the ground back here in Logan, Utah on campus, and kind of rolled up our sleeves and get to work for these players to make sure everyone knows that we're going to be here for them, listen to them, and make sure we're going to do the things the right way for them.
Talking with Nate Dreiling, he's the interim head football coach at Utah State. Coming off a 6-7 season, what does it look like for you there in Logan? What kind of a team do you have back? What needs to go right for you guys to compete in your conference and make a little noise and maybe improve on that record from last year?
Yeah, so I think player-wise and talent-wise, we're pretty optimistic. So for those who don't know, so Utah State has for the last 5 years been unbelievable on offense and not so great on defense, I think. You know, even 3 or 4 years ago, they went into the Manhattan and beat K-State, but not because they were stopping people, because they were outscoring people. So that's kind of why I got brought in January, was to help with the defensive side as defensive coordinator. And we feel good about the piece in place on offense, and defense has come a long way in my short amount of time here. So if we can match their style of play and their aggressiveness, then we have a chance, I think, to rattle off quite a few and go compete for a Mountain West championship.
What is the adjustment? Because, you know, you play defense, you excelled at defense, you've coached defense for most, if not all, of your early career here. So now having to kind of take the reins and be responsible for everything, I know you probably won't know until, you know, you get out on the field for the first game, but what have kind of been the adjustments so far?
Yeah, you just spread so much more thin, right? So your time is required in so much more areas. You know, you start out in this profession as a position coach, and you're watching over 10 guys. And then if you're fortunate, you move to a coordinator. Now you're watching over 50 to 60 guys. And now that just doubled overnight. So I'm still trying to figure that out. And I have a lot of great help and a very mature staff here to help me along the way. So I'll have a better perspective in 6 months. Right now, I feel like I'm just so far in it. It's hard to have that 50,000 point view and really just trying to be here for the players and making sure I don't lose anybody to the portal here before too long.
Nate Dreiling, our guest, the youngest coach in FBS football, 33 years old at Utah State. Getting back to your family and specifically your dad, you've been coaching now for a while. You started very young as a grad assistant at KU. You've been in the college ranks all along. I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Randy has ever coached outside of high school football. So he two was, different paths here.
Yeah, I'm gonna. God, let's just page him in so you can say that to him. I'd love for you to get a one up on him for the first time. So no, he was a GA at Fort Hays State a long time ago. Was his first job, and after that, he's been in the college profession. And growing up around him, I always know I wanted to be a football coach growing up, but wanted to do more of the collegiate level just to kind of get out of his shadow and kind of try to do my own thing and make a name for myself. So that's kind of why I chose this path as opposed to following his footsteps.
I have to imagine your dad played a huge hand, but you already just in this short conversation exude leadership and the personality it takes to be a head coach. Is that something that you've always had, or is that something that has kind of developed as you've been on the sidelines?
Yeah, I think just in anything, whether it's the sideline or, as you guys know, just around a lot of successful people, whether it's football or in the business world or wherever, the more people you watch perform at such a high level, the more it kind of grows on you, and you get to pick their brain on how to act, why to act, when to act. Just to kind of, build your, I guess, mindset, but ultimately still stay true to yourself and know what your North Star is of core values, and make sure you don't get off that path and make sure you're following what your core beliefs are.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on. You were, you said you were in a meeting with your athletic director. I'll bet you've had a few meetings since you were named interim head football coach at Utah State. We know it's difficult to shoehorn these media appearances in, but we're glad you did, and I'm sure your people back here in Kansas are happy to hear from you. Thank you, Nate.
Man, thank you for having me on, and I appreciate you guys.
All right, Nate Dreiling, interim head football coach at Utah State. He's got a chance to really make a mark as the youngest coach at that level. A team that was 6-7 last year. That's a pretty good opportunity for a young man.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully he can, hopefully he does well, but man, that's tough coming in right now.
Very tough.
I hope they give him a little the leash is long, because it's going to be a little difficult, but hey, let's see what happens.
Hey, that's right. We're going to watch.
You got a chance. Try to take care, take advantage of it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Those cheesies, man, are overpowering.
Aren't they good?
Yeah. They're all right.
Well, decide. Are they good or not?
They're fine.
I can't wait to try those potatoes you're talking about.
Just drop them off at the door.
Yep.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Then he'll sit in his car for
When charitable activities and charitable gestures get mocked, then you're not going to get charitable gestures. So.
Yeah. Like the one.
See you guys
like
next week.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll just did.
Okay, that's
he'll not
good,
lose Jeff. Sleep.
That's good. I could probably go to sleep right now, Bob.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate it. We'll be back Monday. See you then.